There are worse ways to spend your summer than learning a new skill, and for many people, summer is the chance to enhance their creative skill set and add some fun to their lives. Do you have dreams of being an architect, a photographer? Are you ready to delve into the world of social media? The digital age has brought so many highly specialized tools onto our desktops that we can take our pick these days. Pacific New Media offers summer classes for adults who are looking to broaden their horizons. David Ulrich is the coordinator, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chris.
A lot of the skills that we're talking about that Pacific New Media teaches used to be skills you could only acquire by following a fairly convoluted path, you know, apprenticeship and lots of study. They're more accessible now, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be any good, right?
Yes, I think you said it just earlier. You said that there's now a wide range of very powerful applications that people can have at their fingertips on their desktop. But as we all know, learning Microsoft Word doesn't make you a great author. Learning Photoshop doesn't make you a great photographer.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are faced with an interesting challenge today. They're faced with needing to learn the disciplines from which these tools were derived. And I think it's a really interesting challenge because you have people that have powerful visual tools in photography, film and video, social media, and they really need to learn how to tell the story. They need to learn the visual language. They need to learn communication skills, both in writing and in visual media. So it becomes an interesting challenge for us to reach out to the community and really try to give people those tools and those areas of knowledge. One of the things that struck me recently is Forbes magazine published a listing of technology in the states, which states were more prevalent in terms of technology, in terms of their economic development. We did not do too well. We came in number 43.
Yeah.
However, where we excelled was workforce education.
Interesting.
We did really well in terms of being able to bring people up to speed and educate people in terms of digital tools.
And that contains the seeds of moving up much higher in the other category.
It does. It does. And we make a real commitment at Pacific New Media to teach people significant skills in the areas we teach, like photography, film and video, social media, creative foundations, and writing. We're now moving into teaching writing classes. So it's a very exciting time, and we certainly hope that the public and the workforce both will take advantage of our programs.
The thing I guess that is missing from the educational offerings that are around on the desktop today is just, I guess, the factor of time. You know, when I see a beautifully made New England scroll top desk, it was made by somebody who had spent 14 years watching somebody else do it before he was even allowed to hold the chisel.
Right.
And then another 15 years, you know what I mean? You can't just duplicate that by saying, read this, can you?
No, and you can't just duplicate this by saying, buy this program.
So, although they try.
So I think that nothing has really changed. To do well in a discipline, you need both mastery, which comes from learning from other people, and you need time, you need patience. So what we're offering are the introductory levels. We're offering the teaching, but I think what happens is people suddenly get a good camera and think, oh, wow, cool, I'm going to make great photographs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they go out and realize, holy cow, I need to think about this. I need to put the time into it. I need to get some education. So it really becomes something that people do come to on their own. But with the digital tools, they have to flounder a little bit first to realize that because I have this great camera doesn't mean I'm making great photographs yet.
I know that some photography teachers deliberately go back to the older technology. You know, they use film cameras, they go in the dark room, they insist that you use a light meter to read your exposure, all that, because you get to know the elements that way.
Right.
Is there some benefit to that?
I'm of two minds about it. Of course, I grew up in that era with the dark room and the light meters. And yes, I absolutely feel there's benefit to it. And a lot of photography schools still do teach darkroom. But on the other hand, I feel that the same learning is available through the digital tools. It all depends upon how it's taught. If you teach it as a whiz-bang, oh, this is so cool,
yeah,
you're not really offering people the gradual education into the methods, techniques, and aesthetics of a discipline. So we try to, our catch line is creativity and technology. We really are trying to educate people in a way that does not forego the basic discipline, but teaches the basic discipline through digital tools.
And of course, technique is once you acquire technique, you kind of can liberate your creativity. It doesn't create creativity, but it does give you options, yeah?
I couldn't agree more. I often tell my students that discipline leads to creativity, discipline of learning the tools. The example I use is a ballet dancer. You're not going to be free and expressive until you've trained your body, developed your muscles, and have some sense of the techniques, because then you can open up the creative side.
I guess the question that would come to mind then is, we often hear of our short attention span age and how the computer has created a kind of impatience with, you know, okay, come on, get me to the result, you know, yesterday. And yet there's so many of the things that are important in art come from a gradual learning process. That's where the balance has to be struck, yeah?
I think that's a balance that we all need to find as a culture and as individuals. I struggle with that impatience. I think we all do in the digital age. But the question is, are we intelligent enough? And I think most people are, to recognize that we need to stem some of that initial impatience in order to take the steps to learn. You know, discipline is discipleship. It's learning something.
Yeah.
And I think people really do understand that, but they often have to get through that initial flurry of thinking, I can do it well, and then fall on their face a little bit to realize that they can't.
It's that first fall on the face that maybe that's the teachable moment.
I think that's the very teachable moment, and that's the moment we look for. And that's, of course, the art of teaching is to find those teachable moments and to bring things to people at the right time.
Yeah, you recognize it and exploit it, yeah.
One of the things that we really pride ourselves on our program is the quality of our faculty. We won't hire somebody just because they know the digital world. We're looking for people that are excellent in terms of their chosen endeavor, but are also good teachers.
Well, David, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, Chris. And I would invite people to look at Pacific New Media. Our website is...
We'll send them your way.
Thank you so much.
You bet. David Ulrich is the coordinator of Pacific New Media's summer educational programs. And you can find out more about them at hpr2.org.